Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rich Herrera with CBS Sports Radio, covering Major League Baseball, also MLB Network Radio as well, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Rich, look, bottom line is we know that there's other stuff going on, and we'll get to that as far as the, you know, the virus and the outbreaks, but right now we're just – we are really soaking this in with this Indians rotation, which, look, we knew going into the season, Rich, they were going to be very good. But to start off this great, and Shane Bieber specifically, 27 strikeouts to one walk through 14 innings and two starts is nothing short of amazing right now.
Listen, I grew up a San Francisco Giants fan and always have been. But I walk around with a Cleveland Indian cap because I absolutely have a man crush on Tito Francona. I think Terry Francona is one of the really good guys in Major League Baseball. I've known him for a long time. So anytime I see the Cleveland Indians do well, I get excited. And the people of Cleveland are probably some of the best sports fans you'll find anywhere because there's so many expatriates that have left Cleveland for one reason or another, and they moved to St. Petersburg, Florida. They move out here to California, and there are Cleveland bars in every city in America. So if you're a Cleveland fan right now, and you're like my buddy Sean, or, you know, I have all these friends that are Cleveland fans, to watch the Indians get off to such a great start, to have such great pitching, to have this team looking like they're starting on the right foot, it's a reason to get excited in Cleveland, and quite frankly, Cleveland deserves it, and everybody in America deserves to get happy about baseball coming back. And you guys hit it right in the head. Baseball is usually a marathon. Now it's a sprint. And in a sprint, you have the horses to be very, very successful if you're in Cleveland. If that starting rotation can go as hard as they can, I don't have to throttle down. I can go pedal to the metal for 60 games and push them as hard as I can, have a bullpen that I can absolutely abuse because it's only 2 months of the season. Why not Cleveland being one of the better teams in baseball right now?
Rich, when you look at the pitching the Indians have had with the short offseason, the very short summer camp, you know, is it a product of the pitching, or are the bats a little behind here as we start the regular season again?
I think that pitching's usually ahead once you get going. But you just have horses. Let's be candid. You knew that the Cleveland Indians were going to have some young arms. You knew that you were going to have horses in that rotation. But one thing that Terry Francona is able to do right now is he doesn't have to manage innings. He doesn't have to worry about young arms because they're not going to go through enough duress that they're going to get tired. Beginning of the season, everybody's fresh. Everybody's ready to go. By June, July, about this time right now, we get into August, arms start getting fatigued. Well, they haven't pitched since March. So you've got a lot of young kids, you've got some strong arms, and they're able to go out there and dominate because they're as fresh as possibly could be. For them, this is opening day. This is opening week. This is March and April when everybody feels fresh. For the rest of us, we're so fatigued because of COVID and staying at home and all the rest of the stuff going on. We realize it's August, but those arms are acting like it's the beginning of the season, which it really is.
Rich Herrera joining us on the hotline. Rich, with all of that said, and I think you hit the nail on the head with all of it, you mentioned, you know, the bullpen, and right now, if there's a concern, it's Brad Hand. Now, he was able to get through a couple outings there two nights ago, wasn't able to close it out. But the reality is, really, since the second half of last year, and even in spring training, the velocity's down and the slider doesn't have the same, you know, spin rate and all that stuff. So while you're talking about, you know, 60-game season, does it also work the other way? Because we know Tito's very loyal, and I love that about him. But in this case, could he say, you know what, James Karinchak right now, noon to six curveball, six pitches, converted that save last night, Is it? Does it expedite the process as far as pulling the triggers in that regard?
Boy, you hit it right on the head. So let me talk about Brad Hand for just a second. I hosted the Padres pre- and post-game show a couple years ago out here in San Diego. So I saw Brad before the trade. Remember, Brad Hand was a reclamation project. Brad Hand was basically out of baseball before he got to San Diego. And Darren Balsley sat down and worked with him and got him back into the closer that he is. But the thing you have to remember about anybody who works in the bullpen, they're a flawed pitcher. Because if you're a consistent pitcher with three pitches and you can go through the lineup twice and get people out, you'd be a starter. Starters are more valuable than any pitcher in the bullpen, including closers. So it's hard to replicate a relief pitcher from year to year to year. We think of all the Mariano Rivera, but how many guys do we see will be an all-star closer 1 year and they'll struggle the next and then they'll regain it? It's the inconsistency that you talk about in the bullpen that has those guys out there instead of on the starting five. The thing with Terry Francona is he has to manage with a greater sense of urgency because of the truncated season. There used to be those milepost markers that we have in baseball. You know, you get to Labor Day or you get to Memorial Day, you get to the 4th of July, then you get to sit and evaluate. What do I need? What do I need to go out and trade for? Who do I need to bring up? The leash is short on everybody because you only have 60 days to figure out whether you're going to get in the race to try to win the postseason. So for Terry, think about this. He's going to have to evaluate guys quicker and have a shorter sample size. Everybody hates that word sample size, but he's got to be able to evaluate guys with a shorter sample size and figure out which horses I'm going to ride and which ones I'm going to put back in the barn. So I think Terry's going to have, with all that postseason experience he has, he understands what it's like to manage with a sense of urgency. That's where he's going to have an advantage. A guy like Dusty Baker is going to have an advantage. Dave Roberts is going to have an advantage because they know what it's like to manage under those situations. Younger managers without that experience, the way that you have in Cleveland, are going to suffer because they're going to try to hang with their guys. There's that old saying in baseball, hang with them, meaning I know right now you're scuffling. I know you're struggling. I know you're not getting done, but I've got your back. Tito cannot have that same hang with them attitude much longer because you have to be able to put the best guys out there because it's a 60-day run, and you owe it to the rest of the ball club to put the best 60 guys, the best guys to win these next 50 games that we have.
All right, so, Rich, here's where we get slapped with reality once again and this COVID-19 virus. The Marlins, now we get news, and of course we knew about the Phillies, and now the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, this affects the Indians because the Cardinals played the Twins and were in that visiting clubhouse right before the Indians got there. So far, so good for tonight. I guess I'll just ask you in general, do you believe that Major League Baseball – had a good plan going in and good contingency plans going in as far as like what they asked the Marlins to do, the vote to the players, and moving forward, do they need to change some things?
That's a great question that I don't have an answer to. Can I rephrase the question? Like if we were on Law and Order?
Please do.
I need
you as my sidekick every night.
Guys, I love the people in Cleveland. I used to work with Bob Golic, my first radio show. So anytime we would go out and stuff, we would just get people screaming, running to us and wanting autographs. So I love the Cleveland people. Here's the deal. Major League Baseball is invested. Time, money, effort, talents and treasure in getting this done. They're going to finish the season. I keep reading all these columnists and almost, I don't want to say it, guys, but it almost feels like a fait accompli. Like they're so pessimistic that we're not going to finish the season. They're just waiting for the shoe to drop. Major League Baseball has too much on the line to not play. I'll be honest with you, they need the revenue. We have the expanded playoffs. So that means more revenue coming into the clubs that are hurting for money right now and we're getting ready to furlough people. They need to finish this season financially for the wherewithal of the individual clubs. Plus, they know that they need to give something to the fans. If you go a whole year without playing, it's going to be like baseball will disappear. If the NFL goes, the NBA goes, and the NHL goes, you can't have baseball staying by the wayside. They will fall off the radar quicker than you can shake a stick at. So they're invested in getting this done. Now, I'll share this with you. So I have a son who's a plebe candidate right now at one of the service academies. They're about the same age as these players. They're going through these protocols. They're getting tested every day. They're in these bubbles at the academy that they can't leave, and they're supposed to stay there. But you're still going to get somebody. For whatever reason, this contagious virus is going to get somebody. I don't think we can say that 100%, you put them in the bubble, no one's going to get it. That's just impossible. I'd love for it to happen, but I don't think it is. But I know that baseball has contingency plans. They carry extra guys. Right now, down in Florida and Arizona, they have guys standing by almost on a taxi squad the way you used to in football, waiting to get called up. If somebody gets sick, God forbid, and I don't want anybody to get sick or fall ill, but you're going to have to replace that person with somebody else. And I think baseball and everybody else is going to be flexible. I think the fans and those of us in the media have to understand there is no 100% cure. There is no 100% guarantee, and we're all going to have to be flexible to get through the season because whatever we plan today is going to change tomorrow.
He's Rich Herrera. He covers baseball for CBS Sports Radio and MLB Network Radio. Definitely want to follow him on Twitter as well, at RBI Rich. Your buddy Sean, by the way, that you mentioned, sent a not-so-flattering picture of you, but I don't know. I got to tell you, man, this was it was good stuff. Really enjoyed the interview.
Oh, guys, I'll come on talk baseball with you anytime you want. Like I said, Terry Francona is one of the finest men that you're going to find in Major League Baseball, so I'm always pulling for him wherever he is to be successful. And next time I come on, I want to talk Ohio high school football to see when you guys are going to get the season going out here in California. I helped coach Cathedral Catholic football, and we're one of the nationally ranked teams, and our schedule's been completely torn up, and now we move to the spring, so I can't wait to see what you guys do in Ohio.
We start tomorrow.
Just got news
practice,
today.
Practice
yeah,
tomorrow.
I
just got news today.
Come to Ohio. If anybody needs to get back coach, that's my job. I'm the get back coach. I grab the head coach and pick him up by the belt and drag him back and push the players back. So, hey, if anybody out there needs a get back coach this fall, I'm available because football's been pushed back in California.
Rich, you might be a socially distanced coach this year, not a get back coach.
That's true. I'll have to put on a full hazmat suit to do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich.
Rich, enjoyed the conversation, buddy. Thank you, and be safe. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.